This is News 88.7 In Depth. I'm education reporter Laura Eisensee. At one of Houston's most acclaimed high schools, integration once was a main goal, but now some say that mission has faded. The students who get in are disproportionately white, and there are few low-income children. To learn how this special school evolved, I met up with some actors.
Let me get my script and we'll go over everything, okay?
Willie Alston organizes about a dozen actors in the atrium of an office building in North Houston. This Sunday afternoon, their community theater group is rehearsing.
He's a sinister minister.
Alston, who is black, belts out the play's theme song. He's an actor, the director, and playwright. Alston credits his becoming an artist to what he experienced at Houston's High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, or HSPVA. Before then, Alston wanted to drop out. His mom set him straight.
If you don't do anything else in your life, son, you will go to high school. That was the first time my mother ever just really just sat down other than church, you know, and told me that was no options. You're going to finish your high school education.
At the time in the 1970s, many considered Houston the largest segregated school system in the country. It faced a federal order to integrate.
You had black schools, black teachers, white schools, white teachers.
Former Superintendent Billy Reagan decided to stop forced busing. He wanted to experiment with a different kind of school where kids could pursue their passion. They called them magnet schools.
And we went throughout the whole district working with communities, and they chose from a list of magnets that they felt would appeal to their communities and bring students of different races to their schools.
Reagan, who is white, says kids had to audition to get a spot at the fine arts school.
But with a strong emphasis that we must have highly integrated school.
It drew teenagers like Willie Alston. He auditioned, got in, and later graduated with the first ever senior class in 1974.
That's the kind of experience I wish I could do over and over and over again.
Another person the former superintendent says benefited.
You may have heard of a lady by the name of Beyonce.
Beyonce Knowles attended HSPVA. Today, the Fine Arts High School is so competitive, it uses auditions and a lottery to assign spots. Even its novice mariachi group sounds professional. If Willie Alston tried to go back to HSPVA today, it'd be much tougher to get in. The Houston School Board dropped diversity guidelines for magnets in 1997. We analyzed data from HSPVA and found that the top three zip codes that send students there are mostly white, affluent areas, like Meyerland. Other parts of town, like the poor black neighborhood around Cashmere High, send no students to HSPVA.
It really is an opportunity gap. I don't think there's a bias in favor of one demographic group or against a particular demographic group.
Jay Iyer at Texas Southern University says economics and district priorities drive the disparity.
Arts requires investment, and that investment either happens by this district in elementary and middle school, or it has to be done on the outside.
He says if the district doesn't provide arts education early on, then families have to pay for expensive private lessons to increase the odds their kid can qualify for HSPVA. And many Houston families can't afford that. In a statement, the district says it believes in equitable access to high-quality schools. It's currently reviewing all magnets to make sure that happens. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.